Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. I'm Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLI Radio. Tonight we have a guest who's had, she's got a social media business, and she also writes daily inspirations. Deborah DiPietro is my guest, and Deborah is a mom, school teacher, resident of sunny Florida, and many years was challenged with anxiety and insomnia issues. And today she's doing much better, and she had wished out to help anybody. And you go to the warmmelkjournal.com, and you can look at it. But she does meditation exercises. She writes humorous articles on life lessons, and she expands your wisdom. And without any further ado, I'm going to welcome Deborah to the show. Welcome, Deborah.
Oh, well, thank you, Rob. How are you doing tonight?
Very excellent. You're my guest.
Oh, well, it's a good night. It's a festive night. I have to say this. I just came from a birthday party, and I have to say this. Happy birthday, Laura. I have a neighbor just a couple of units down from me, and they might all be listening in right now. So very happy birthday to you, Laura.
Well, congratulations and happy birthday. Anyway, but Deborah, let's get into what you did, because there's a lot of people suffer from insomnia and anxiety. And what is something that they can do with you to overcome and expand out of anxiety and insomnia?
Sure, Rob. And if I may just state on the outset here, I'm not a doctor or a nurse or a medical provider, and I do need to say that at the outset here. So if people have, you know, medical reasons or, you know, they need to see their doctor. So I'm not a doctor. I just want to say that right now. But I am someone, Rob, that for really much of my adult life, I was plagued with insomnia and anxiety for a very long time, especially when I was a young mom up in the Seattle, Washington area. I was a young mom up in Seattle. I had a little toddler who had been diagnosed with being on the autistic spectrum. I had a young adolescent stepson who had just come to live with us. I had my newborn baby girl and a husband who was busy making a living for us. I was at home with the kids, and I just kind of all at one time had the kids. I was having some health issues, and just a lot of anxiety came on at that time in my life. This would have been in my early 30s. And I just, you know, I'd be fine during the day. I had to keep it together for my kids, so I was fine during the day. But once my husband would come home from work, and as it got closer to bedtime, I would just kind of feel kind of a blanket of anxiety, if you will, kind of gently come over me. But by the time it was time to go to bed, I was wide awake. I could not sleep. And at one point, my husband was like, Deb, we got to get you the doctor. And so I went to see my Seattle area doctor, and he got me on, this is about 11, 12 years ago now, but he got me on a very low dosage of clonazepam, which is an anti-anxiety medication. And I would take that at night, and it just would help me sleep. And I was on that for about 2 years. And I just kind of went cold turkey, decided I don't need this anymore. But I did. There was a time in my life where I was actually taking something to sleep at night because my anxiety was that bad.
And so the prescriptions are the easy way out, really. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you say, Deborah?
I would say so. And it's a Band-Aid. Yeah, go ahead.
But you did something to overcome it yourself. If somebody was suffering from the same thing, or people suffer from it different ways, what is some of the things you did on your own to expand out of that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good question. I did a couple of things that really helped me. I started going, I moved to Jacksonville, Florida, and it might have helped that it's a lot sunnier here, and I really do believe humans need vitamin D and we need sun. So I think that helped a lot, just changing to a sunnier climate. That being said, I went to this wonderful program here that my brother had gotten me into. It was called LifeWorks of Jacksonville. it's kind of like a Tony Robbins type of program where you just go and you just learn good things about life and yourself, and you just come out of this incredible weekend feeling very empowered. And so I engaged with that. I actually went to a Tony Robbins program in Orlando, Florida, back in October of 2008, and that was an amazing weekend. And so I just did things like that really helped a lot. As far as just daily activities, I made sure I exercised, I wrote my journal, I ate, cleanly and drank a lot of water, got into yoga. Yoga was huge. I so recommend yoga to anybody with anxiety.
Well, yoga, you stretch the muscles, and I had a person on, and I really started to believe this. You stretch the muscles, you expand your own innovation. Do you feel that?
Mm-hmm, definitely. Yeah, I do different types of yoga. Once in a while, I'll do Bikram yoga, the very intense 90 minutes, that's the hot yoga, and it might be challenging while you're in it, but I tell you, Rob, you come out of that thing just feeling like a million bucks. You just feel incredible. And I think a lot of it is just not just the stretching, but just the good breathing that we do. And you breathe a lot of the bad stuff out. You just breathe in, and then it's just incredible, all the breathing. And I just love yoga and meditation. If you visit my One Milk Journal, we just have, it's kind of an eclectic collection of all of these things that we're talking about right now.
But, really, you got to relax the body to get rid of the anxiety. Wouldn't you feel, Deborah?
Yeah, I agree with that, definitely. Yeah, I think with a calm body, then our mind will follow suit and hopefully get calm and centered so that we can have peace of mind and sleep better at night.
You can go to thewarmmilkjournal.com and find out more about the insomnia and the yoga, but we got to get on to the real thing here. It's a B2B global network business opportunity. Give people a short synopsis of what this is about, and we'll really engage in it.
Of course, Rob. Yeah, I'm so excited about this company and this opportunity. I started, just kind of as a sidebar from my blogging in the Warm Milk Journal, 3 years ago. You were actually one of my first friends on Twitter. I got on Twitter, and I got on Facebook to promote the Warm Milk Journal. And it just so happened, I had fun with it, and I grew a following. And it was just very powerful just to see, meeting all the people I met through my accounts on Twitter and Facebook and the doors that opened because of that. And, I just see the power in social media. And so I'm a school teacher. And a couple of summers ago, I got the idea, well, this is such fun. I can help people make a little money the couple of months I'm not going to school, not teaching school, and help other people, consult with people, and get them started on their, social media accounts for their businesses or organizations or their blogs.
And I'm on the Global Information Network website right now, and they got one word at the top. Sovereignty.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's probably the greatest word in the dictionary when it comes to being. So how would somebody, if they chose to engage in your business, become sovereign in not only the way they live life, but the way they experience life? Because really sovereignty is an independence and allows you to be free. How would that help expand them?
There's two parts of it. One is, as a business owner, what we do at Max Exposure is help them get their brand out there. So we're going to help them, through helping them, efficiently and effectively use a business Facebook page or get the public engaged with them on Google+ or monitoring their online reputations on Yelp or Google Local. We're going to help them grow their businesses. We're going to help them attract local clients to their businesses just because they are engaging online. And so there's that. But if you come into this business, if you're somebody that's interested in coming into this business like I am, I think it's just a wide open, extremely exciting opportunity for a lot of reasons.
But this is a question. How is social media actually the new economics of the world?
Because that Rob, is where people are at. I believe that there's a lot of statistics out there. I believe there are just about as many users on Facebook as there are people that live in China. More than half of the people that go to find where they want to eat out at or where they want to shop or buy their coffee, they're going to go on their smartphones and look it up. Yellow Pages, that's kind of a dead thing now. This is just where people are interacting. This is where people are engaging. You know, it's just they share things and they get excited about things. Rather than picking up the phone and telling people about it, they're just going to get on their smartphones or their computers and share it that way. And that's just the way of the world now. And I think a lot of us see that it's not a fad. It's here to stay. Now, yes, it may, it continues to evolve, but it's here to stay. Social media is just how people are engaging.
And you can go to the Global Information Network. All you got to do is write all you got to do is go to the, 323 network. And it'll come up, the Global Information Network. And I'm on the website right now, and they got it very simple for you. Member benefits, commission structure, how to make money, affiliate, and join now. So if somebody chose to engage in your business with you, Deborah, what would they experience?
Sure. Well, if first of all, I have a domain that will make it very easy for our listeners out there, okay? 123b2b.net. You want to repeat that after me, Rob? It's 123b2b.net.
Okay.
And if go ahead.
123b2b.net.
That's it.
Right.
And if they just go on that, they're gonna. It will right away bring up my business landing page. And all they have to do to check this out and get started is fill in, I have low contact information, and that will bring up access to everything that you're talking about on our website. And if they want to explore it further, they just need to register for a live Q&A conference with my wonderful, wonderful leaders up in New England, up in Connecticut, and they'll get a good feel for if this is right for them.
And I'm trying to type it in right now. I'm sorry.
Because
I want to make sure we go from your website so everybody. It's 123b2b.net, right?
That's it. 123b2b.net. That's it.
All righty. But anyway, they can go there, get your personal deal. And the way I just heard you say, nobody's hung out to dry. There's teachers, and you got a mentor, and you mentor the people that come in. Did I understand that?
Yes. I mean, I'm certainly available to anyone who comes, into my team. And the leaders in New England, they are, even though they're up in Connecticut in so many ways, as I've gotten started with my own business here in Jacksonville, Florida, it's like they're right here with me, guiding me through this. And they're just wonderful. These are seasoned businessmen, and they have a lot of years of experience in sales. And it's just full training, full support. You don't have to spend a cent to get into this business. I might say that. It's the real thing. It's just a wonderful business company. I can't say enough good things about these guys in this company. I'm so excited about it.
And, the thing is, the working world is changing. It's actually going away, if you want to know the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the wages are going down. Everything is. And everything is getting more entrepreneurialized, wouldn't you feel?
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, that is so true. So many, we're right, I mean, just in our lifetimes, we're seeing so many changes, aren't we, Rob? I mean, we're seeing whole industries going away. I mean, let's look at, you know, travel agents. Let's look at, I mean, there's just so many industries that are just kind of going away. We're even looking at, in my area, libraries are getting closed. So those people that went to school to become a librarian, I mean, there's just a lot of, you're right. I mean, exactly. I think a lot of things are either going away or getting outsourced to India and the Philippines. And so that's
yeah,
true.
The only thing, you know, Deborah, something I've really expanded into is the only thing they can never outsource is your wisdom and your innovation. Because
yeah.
That's just something that you have. So how does the B2B Global Network Business Opportunity actually allow somebody to investigate and invigorate their own wisdom and innovation to create a crash, to energize a cash flow?
Well, I'm just so glad you asked me that, Rob. Thank you for asking. I tell you, I'm so excited about this. I get to go out into my wonderful local community here in Atlantic Beach, which is just kind of the beach community of Jacksonville, Florida, and I get to talk to business owners. I'm getting to know the people that are running the businesses of my community here and just having conversations with people. And in many cases, and this appeals to me because I'm a teacher, so in many cases I get to educate them a little bit, if you will, about this whole social media thing, and so that's very rewarding. You know, I just think it's just a huge market because as we established just a little while ago, social media is really where it's at. I mean, that's where people are engaging. That's what consumers are really expecting anymore, and I really think we're past even expecting a company to have a website. I think more and more people are not even going to a company's website. They're just going to see if that company has a Facebook page. I believe that's where we're at, and so my point being is the market is wide open here. I think there are a lot of, you know, look at all of the, not just the huge companies that probably can afford an in-house social media staff, but look at all the small business owners out there that have perhaps 10 or less employees. What about the sole proprietors out there, the you know, the dentists and the attorneys and the gift shop owners and you know, the plumbers and the people that are landscaping, you know, people's yards, all those people, they need to be doing this. They don't have the time. They're busy running their business. And that's where Max Exposure, B2B Global, that's where we're coming in and helping these people. And that's the benefit of our service.
And that's the thing. And it is the small businesses. And I really feel, this is something I feel in my heart, that corporate America is kind of having some severe challenges right now and going to go into further elitist, I guess I want to say, and actually end up fissuring themselves. Do you feel that?
Perhaps. Would you elaborate a little bit? What do you mean by that exactly?
Well, I mean, they're going to become more fractured and small business.
Mm-hmm.
See, people are starting to want to get back to the mom and pops, the one-on-ones, because they're starting to feel alienated from corporate America. Well, how do you feel your B2B global network will actually be a one-on-one and people feel more personable about your business?
Oh, yeah, I can answer that for sure. I mean, our main focus, our clients are those small business owners, are those sole proprietors out there, because if they're a larger company, chances are they are going to be able to hire someone for $50,000 a year, have a whole social media marketing staff. So we're really focusing on giving our attention to these smaller business owners. And the thing that I love, I really think we offer a value for these small business owners, because guess what? We can provide them this service. We can get them, you know, get their Facebook and get all of their social media sites up and running. We can maintain it for them. We can, you know, monitor what's going on, what's being said about them. That's important, their reputation. We can see what their competitors are doing and give them a very nice monthly report. And we can do this, Rob, all at a price that's really like less than what you would spend on lunch every day. It's really that affordable, and that makes me very excited to be able to offer that to the small business owner that doesn't have a really big budget for marketing and this sort of thing.
And anybody that wants to call in and talk to Deb, the chat room is open, and the number is 718-305-6548. But the world is really in a quandary right now because people understand the working world is having its challenges, the corporate world, but really is the world ripe and just blossoming in entrepreneurialism? Do you feel different?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. I do. I'm coming from the education world, Rob, and I have, and we have a very huge public school district here in Duval County in Jacksonville. There are so many, teachers that are, because of budget cuts, and there's just so many people that are just shaking in their britches, if you will, right now, worrying about their jobs. And I know, education is just, one. There's so many people out there that are just worrying about their job security right now. No
and another
what
thing
they're working in.
Mm-hmm. And we think if we go cheap, we're going to make more money. But actually, it's the cheapness.
Yeah.
Thinking we're going cheap is actually what's driving the country down. So when you engage in let's mm-hmm. say they engage your network business, what coaching and speaking and all mm-hmm. the other stuff that network does. 2B2 network or B2B network provide for people as far as coaching and helping them with cold calls and helping them learn to run their own business, to expand
sure.
their business.
Yeah, I'd be happy to address that. Well, first of all, the people that are going to become my clients, their first encounter with our company is going to be me, right? I'm their warm body contact here in Jacksonville, and they will, of course, we'll have a relationship and they'll benefit from my experience. I have a lot of experience to draw from my own personal things that I've done on social media, so there's that, and I get them started. But then once we submit the order, it goes up to my wonderful people in New England, and I tell you what, my people up there will treat the people down here in Jacksonville like gold. This is a customer service business, and immediately they're going to have access. They're going to have ongoing support. They're going to have, there is on our website, once you become our client, there's kind of a back door. There's kind of like a coaching. They'll get, all the coaching they want. They can print off, little flyers or little posters, like us on Facebook, or print out neat little business-like cards for their customers, like us on Facebook, or write a review, for us on Yelp and that kind of thing. But there's definitely ongoing coaching, just as much as the client wants. And, and if they want that, they'll have that all they want. And maybe that's not the case. If they just really are busy and they just, want to focus on their business, well, that's great. We can just, take that burden off their shoulders and just do it for them. And that's the nice thing. I think that's just such a value for a lot of these very, busy business owners. They're busy running their business. So.
But, also, how do we get too busy to really focus on mm-hmm. where we're going and we get caught up in that? And with a mentor and somebody like them people, your people up in New England, how does that let mm-hmm. them relax so they can focus only on what they desire to do?
Yeah, they'll know. Once they get to know me and my people up in New England, they're going to learn pretty quick that they're in good, very capable hands. And my CEO, Joe Grushkin, I don't think he would mind my sharing this with all of you, but he talks about our younger, our people up there that take care of the technical aspects of it, if you will. The posting and the tweeting for our clients is the 30-year-old unshaven mavens. They're the younger people. They're on the pulse of all these things, and they're really, really good at what they do. So I think our clients will have a peace of mind and be able to focus on the running of their business if they know that their social media, that's just off their plate. It's covered. We have their back. That's covered. That's one thing that they don't have to worry about.
So let's just say what you guys do is you don't let new people set out there on their own. You actually bring them into a fold and let them grow with their business.
Yeah. Yeah. And, it could be in many cases, Rob, they say they may have already established a Facebook business page for themselves and just haven't done much with it or haven't really used it to the all that well. So, we can either start fresh or just take what they've already started. And with a little information, just, you know, we would just need like an hour of their time to really get a good sense of what their business is about. And, you know, they can provide us, you know, any photos or logos or anything, just so that we have a good sense of what their business is about, how they want to be presented and represented out there. And then my people in New England, they just go with that. They take it from there, and they're just off and running. They're just very professional and really take good care of our clients.
And, you know, the thing is a lot of people get into these network businesses, and then the next thing they know, they're setting all their own and on all by themselves. But it really sounds like you guys got some people with some firm foundation. And it's 123b2b.net is Deborah's website, and I'm sitting on it right now. But you got a book called The Great Social Media Myth Exposed. How do you guys show people more what not to do as much as show them what to do?
Yeah, that's a great book that my CEO, Joe Grushkin, just recently published. It's just another way to educate our people, clients or potential clients out there, and just really, you know, what social media is, the importance of it, and then also, most importantly, the importance of hiring a professional social media manager. It's been interesting, Rob, I've been talking to, I can't even tell you how many people recently, and it's interesting because there are business owners that have, you know, they're doing it, but their teenage daughter is doing it for them, or their spouse is doing it for them, and so I'll kind of probe them a little bit. It's like, okay, so how often is it, you know, are you getting it posted, and what's being posted, and so, you know, doing social media the wrong way is just as bad as not doing it at all. And that ebook can really educate a lot of people out there. It's just great. I recommend it.
Well, would it help people with just their own business, not even a social media business, you feel, the book?
Say that again.
Would that book just help people? Mm-hmm. People just buy the book, would it help them with just any business? Because it doesn't necessarily mean social media, but it could also mean something in your own personal business. Do you feel that?
It could. It really addresses social media specifically, though. And it's a free ebook too. I want to make sure people understand. You don't have to pay. It's a free ebook. And they can download it if they just go, you know, onto 123b2b.net and download it. And it's a very fast read and a lot of good information. I actually have a copy of it right in front of me. And even though, and I actually came into this business with these guys, with B2B Global, feeling like I knew a lot coming into this about social media, but I'm learning a lot all the time, and I think this ebook has a lot of great information packed into it.
And I also want to give out Deb's website, thewarmmilkjournal.com. You can go to there, or you can go to 123 B2B.net and get her stuff. We're down to the last 90 seconds already. Can you believe that?
I can't, Rob. And this has been so nice. I feel like, you know, we've been, you know, tweeting and been friends with Twitter with each other for the last 3 years. It's so nice to actually have a conversation with you. And this has been lovely. I so appreciate you having me here tonight.
Well, and it's my honor and privilege. But it's, you know, be willing to expand your wisdom. If somebody's willing to expand their wisdom, how would your marketing business expand their life and their cash flow?
Oh, most definitely. We'll get people engaging. We will get their business name and their logo out there on a consistent basis by posting what we call generically relevant content. So it's not necessarily always direct links about their business or direct, you know, promotions, but it's what we call infotainment. It's going to be, you know, something that we think their clients or potential clients would enjoy, something that other people are going to want to share, and it just keeps getting their name seen, their company's logo, their brand. It's brand building. It's getting their brand out there, Rob. That's what it is.
Well, exposure is cash flow.
Yeah, they're getting exposed, mass exposure.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And also, it's the website is 123b2b.net, and it's also the warmmailjournal.com. We're down to the end of the show. Give them some wisdom, Deborah, and I'm going to close out the show.
All right. Well, if you need help with your social media and the thing is, social media is not a fad, Rob. It's here, and you might think you don't need it, but you do. It's really here, and we here at Max Exposure would love to help you and do a good job of it. So I thank you for having me.
It's been my honor and privilege, and I want to thank all the guests and Deborah for being here, and we'll be here next Tuesday and Thursday night next week. And thank you, and good night, everybody, and thank you very much, everybody.
Oh, good night, Rob. Thank you all.